Hey, welcome to the Puck and Etch Podcast, episode number 2. Today we've got a special guest, the creator, account holder, mastermind, Daniel Leary from @MXPXMemes, all one word, on Instagram and YouTube. He's done some crazy things on MXPX stuff. He actually, did a... a redo of Aha MXPX Take On Me, and he put the lyrics to the actual video. It's a lot of work. I do my stuff just copy and paste and cut and paste and whatever, and this guy, he actually, really knows how to do some stuff. I'm not going to tell you too much about him, because I don't know much, but I do know some stuff about where he lives, where he works, creepy stuff. Anyway, so here we go. Episode number 2. Puck and Etch Podcast with Daniel Leary.
Hello?
Daniel Leary, how's it going?
Hi, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. We're recording, we're live. Okay. Welcome to the Puck and Etch Podcast, episode number 2.
Great, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank
I
you
feel
for
so
being...
formal. Even though we talk on Instagram all the time, I'm like, thank you for having me here.
Well, very nice to meet you. You're wearing a tie, right?
Yes. Well, I actually am wearing a nice overshirt, but that's just because it was the first thing I saw.
An overshirt?
Well, you know what I mean? Like a button up, like a work shirt. Like I grabbed a work shirt and I just threw it on.
I wouldn't know what that means.
Okay.
I just don't know what that means. Daniel, how's it going? Where are you at?
I live in Los Angeles and it's going good. I answered backwards, but, I live near Sherman Oaks in the Los Angeles area. And, it's going well.
Sweet. How long have you been there? You born there?
No, I was born in Massachusetts, 20 minutes outside of Boston, north of the city, in Burlington, Massachusetts. And I've been living in LA for 4 years. We moved here in 2014. I got married in 2010. And since then, my wife and I were moving everywhere. We lived in Chicago for a year. We lived in Florida for 2 different separate years, non-concurrent years. We lived in New Jersey. We lived in Austin for 4 months, and then we from there moved to Los Angeles.
I think I remember talking to you about Damone, right? From Massachusetts.
Damone. Yes, that's right. You know, I've never heard that name said out loud. Yeah, Damone, yeah.
It's Damone, the dude from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, okay. I never realized that. I always thought it was just some sort of take off the Ramones, cut the S off and change the first letter. That makes
sense.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Sorry to say, they're a lot better than the Ramones.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just a real fanboy about Damone. I love them. I think they're really good. And a lot of people have gotten into them from my recommendation.
Right.
So I love them.
Yeah.
What do you do over there in L.A.? I think I know what you do.
Oh, right. I work at a movie marketing company. Since I moved to L.A., I got this job at a company that makes movie trailers and movie billboards and posters and and interactive websites, multi-integrated, blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
What's the last thing you worked on that we do
well? Well, I'm not really in the creative side of it, unfortunately. My wife always tells me I should be. I'm in in the admin side of it. I know.
But you're so creative. That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
You gotta share your memes with your boss or something.
I know. I have had times where they've pulled me in to ask for ideas and stuff. Sometimes I've been the only person in the building who has seen the previous seasons of something they're working on. You know,
wow, so, that's great.
Yeah, so they'll be because I'm one of maybe 2 or 3 nerdy people they can count on. Oh, you've seen this superhero nonsense, right? I'm yeah. I can tell
you are into those Avenger things and all that, right?
Yeah,
I can't get into them. It's too much. It's just too much. I'm old school. Got to be one superhero, and it can't be every single one of them. I miss, I don't even know. Nowadays, but I collected a lot of comics back in the day. I got my favorite is Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's supposed to be
coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, he might have a Netflix show at some point, or maybe they're going to just wait to make him a movie or something like that.
Right. Because yeah. he was with Power... no, not... Yeah,
Iron Power, Man. Iron Fist and Power Man, and they're on Netflix. And those worlds don't cross over for some reason. The Netflix shows and the movies.
Right.
Like someday they might. But I think, like... I know this is an MXPX podcast, but...
It's okay. It's about you first, and then MXPX.
Oh, okay. I know that the people who produce, even though they're all under the Marvel and Disney umbrella, the people who produce the Netflix shows and the shows on ABC and all that, they're like a separate production arm from the movies. So they don't really integrate super well. Like, they don't always know what each other's doing. Like, if you're going to work on a Marvel movie, you have to meet with like all the other people working on current Marvel movies to make sure kill the wrong character when they're supposed to show up later. But I don't think the Netflix people have that same sort of integration.
Oh, I like that then.
Yeah.
I like being able, you know, it's just too much for me, all the Marvel stuff. I was like, I was into the Spider-Mans, but then it was like, oh my God, it's just too much.
Right.
Well, hey, let me tell you what's going on here today, dude.
Okay.
Best morning ever. Like, I'm in Spokane Valley, and I was up all night, kind of. It was raining and thunder and lightning. It was beautiful. And then my son woke in. My woke up. He slept in. My girlfriend's out of town, which is amazing because she snores kind of. Sorry, Matt. and woke up, and it was raining, and it was just a beautiful day. And I was just like, man, we got to get a podcast together.
I'm
getting in touch with Daniel. Hopefully, I know he had quite a night last night, right?
Yeah, I was. I don't do it a lot. Like, go to a small punk type club and like see bands until 2 a.m. Like, it's been a while since I've done that. But last night, that's what we did. We went to the Doll Hut, which I'd never even heard of. But I guess like Social Distortion might have played there, like in the early days. I was like,
Yeah.
And so it's this tiny club. Like, I think it used to be like a shop garage. And then they just like they you know, covered over the bay door with bricks or whatever, and then they like turned into a tiny punk club, which I think has been there forever. But if it has, it doesn't have like a Wikipedia page or anything for you to look it up. Yeah, and it was pretty great. But yeah, like, we were up until 3 a.m. last night, which doesn't happen a lot now at this point in my life. So I was sort of thinking, do I wake up this morning or do I just stay in bed? It's 11 in the morning. Like, should I just stay in bed? And then you texted me and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm up.
Well, I'll be on the podcast.
No, and it's a beautiful day today too. It's been a really cold, for LA, it's been a really cold spring and summer so far. It's like, you know, never, it's barely cracked like 70 degrees. And when it does, it's just for a couple hours. And today it's finally like in the 80s. It's beautiful out.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this.
Okay.
So the Pokenetcha podcast, we know what it's about.
Right.
It's about contacting MXPX fans and then getting a little bit of info on their history, you know, their love of the band and their favorite song and their memories and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So let's get started. It's a little bit, I don't know, regulated, but it's not. Your favorite MXPX song. That's what this is all about. Let's talk about it.
I think... my favorite MXPX song is Invitation to Understanding.
I was just listening to that.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite. And once in a while, things misfire in my brain, and I think it's Today Is In My Way, right? Because they're on the same album, and maybe they kind of both hit the same emotional chord, right? Like, once in a while, I'm like, those are the same. No, those are two different songs, but it's Invitation to Understanding. For sure. Like, I don't know, when I got that album as like a kid, and I like listen, because I was already an MXPX fan, and I guess that might be another question, like, when did I get into MXPX? But like, I got into them right before Life in General came out, so I loved everything, you know, those first three albums, and that then Slowly Going the Way the Buffalo comes out, and it's an amazing album, and somehow like putting it, that song, right in the middle, and it's like so, it's like emotional. And it's sort of like, it's sort of vague, but also has these like literal touchstones where you can kind of grasp what he's talking about, but then not quite. It's kind of ethereal, but like, it's almost set in the real world. Like, something about that song and those lyrics and that melody, it's just like, for me, that song is like the perfect like centerpiece of that album. Like, stick it right in the middle. And it's like, we've already been on this journey, and now it's like, here's this great little thing in the middle, and then, and now here's the rest of these awesome punk songs.
On to the next. So like in modern days, maybe that invitation would be on the end of the album. It's kind of where the different songs go.
Yeah, really. Probably. If it was redone nowadays.
Yeah, I saw, let me interject a little bit. First of all, it's an amazing song. Definitely they're starting to pick it up and actually use it more often.
Mm-hmm.
What a waste until At the Show came out. I mean, it was just like, okay, here's this gem. And obviously, I mean, a lot of the songs are deep inside Mike's heart, but right. Man, that's a real, real, real one.
Yeah.
That you can tell took a lot of crafting. And, yeah. And like, what was it? I think Tom somewhere said, I think it was during the ACEP recording. Tom was like, Mike's always been into it. And it's like, you know, we never really gave it much thought, but here it is.
Right.
What an amazing song. I was actually, I was actually there, not to speak about me, but I like to do that sometimes.
That's fine.
I was there at the what's it called? The clubhouse when they were doing, the B movie. I did a bunch of stuff with it.
And right.
That girl playing the violin, Amy was there, and Mike told me, he's like, dude, just record a lot of stuff. And he's like, why did you record so much of her? I'm like, you told me to. I was in the middle of this. I was in the recording booth with a video camera and this girl right here, nobody else. And it was just like, she was doing it on the spot. Mike played the song for her, and she's like, okay. And she played something. He's like, and then she's like, well, how about this? And he's like, yeah, okay.
Yes.
So nice. Cool.
I knew you worked on B movie, to be honest, because when we first started talking to each other on Instagram,
uh-huh.
I knew from context that you worked with the band or you used to work with, but I wasn't sure your story. So I'm like, who is this guy? Like I'd seen people mention you. Like I'd seen, Chris mention you on like, on posts that he had and stuff like that. So I'm like, well, what is he doing? I tried Googling you, and the only thing that comes up when you Google Rich Nelson MXPX is like the all music credits to B movie.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Like if specifically are looking for sort of like official pages or whatever. Right. You know, as opposed to like all your personal social pages. Like that's the only thing I was able to find.
Well, at least I come up. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And then eventually I was like, I should just ask. Finally, I asked you.
I actually, I've been meaning to set up my DVD player because I want to watch it because I love the extras, you know, the commercial, the fan club commercial. Oh, that's right. Me, yeah. In there.
Oh, okay.
And it was so funny. I made up that commercial and I'm just not an editor. You, Daniel, you do a really, really good job. I'm really impressed by a lot of the work that you do on the memes and everything. I can tell that aha thing, that was ridiculous. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't do it. I just, it's embarrassing what
I
do.
It was tough to do that too, because I never realized how they not only is their song shorter because it's faster, but then right. they cut out sections of the original song. Like they reworked the song, the layout of what or whatever of it to make it work for them at the time. So I'm like, this doesn't match at all. So I had to I'm at different times, I'm slowing down and speeding up the visuals of the video just to like match it.
It's so perfect.
Yeah.
It's art. It is art. And thankfully they cut out a lot of it. That was one of my favorite songs back in the day. My ex-girlfriend and I, we really loved Aha. This is like a long time ago, but yeah, I was actually born back then. They have another song. It's called "The Sun Always Shines on TV."
Uh-huh. And
it's pretty good. But
okay,
I'm gonna write that check down. It out.
Yeah,
I'll remind you. Maybe you can do another video and put the punk head on the guy or something. I'm very nostalgic, so all my memories, just revolve around music. And where I was at the time. Like, that's just it. So today's been a really good day for that as well with the rain. Back to the invitation to understanding, just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I think for anyone to really, 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 really get the song Invitation to Understanding, I really think that they need to be in Bremerton for a week.
Okay.
And you've just got to be able to feel the atmosphere in the place. Just like, you know, first of all, it's wet, it's rainy.
Right.
The temperature is like, you wake up, it's 59 degrees. It's lunchtime, it's 59 degrees. You go to bed, it's 59 degrees. Oh, it's pretty amazing.
Right.
It's just flat.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine, seriously, like, it's pretty creepy to talk about, but, you know, I've been in Mike's old bedroom, and I'm like, you know, wow, you know, seriously, can you imagine this guy? I don't know. You know, obviously, I'm not going to chew his butt off or
okay. be
like super. I'm a fanboy, but right. obviously, like, he's a little bit special. Oh. And he can convey his feelings into words that can
yeah.
reach so many different people. Like, you could be like, oh yeah, I'm all about this one. This one's about Christ. And then it's right. like, oh yeah, I'm all about this one. This one's about partying. But it's the same song. It's just right. a different person
yeah.
interpreting how they want to hear it. You know? Yeah,
and that's something that I definitely noticed a lot as I've been doing this MXPX memes thing right. project, whatever you want to call it. Because it's not just me making memes. Like, I didn't know exactly what started it, Twitter, and I'm like looking at people's thoughts about MXPX, and sometimes I like been on their tweets with a joke, and sometimes I see like negative things and I leave those alone because I don't want to you know come off in the wrong way, but like seeing everyone's different perspective in life and how they're affected differently by the same songs, like they're it's just like one song, it's like one key that fits in everybody else's, like, you know,
lock.
Yeah.
Lock.
But it's,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so, like, I'm kind of tripping on that. That made my eyes water a little bit. I'm a little girl at times.
Well, I'm glad I wrote that down ahead of time. I didn't. No.
It was really, really good. That's so cool. Yeah. And there's so many MXPX songs with the key in it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably a lot of songs about keys, and I definitely noticed from doing all, you know, I've been analyzing all these songs, making memes about them, and he sings it, and Mike sings about time so much, you know, like there's so many songs about time, like it passing by and using it right and living in the now and thinking about the future and like every possible way you can think about, you know, time, like it's probably like, I think it might be one of Mike's like most common themes. I haven't actually right. sat down and like, you know, checked off each song that's about that theme, but I've just noticed it from so many, just like, you know, just going through lyrics and trying to get ideas for things. Yeah,
that's your next meme. That's yeah. about time. That's,
I know.
It's so crazy. You know, and knowing Mike, like, you know, I was able to talk to him about stuff, and I never ever talked to him about music. That's the funny thing.
Oh wow.
There was just never an opportunity. You know, like you're just doing normal stuff, and it's like, you just stop thinking about it and you just do your day to day stuff.
Yeah.
I think about my stuff like as I'm going to sleep, you know, when it's the quiet time, and I think back on the day, and then I start thinking about the old days, and that's it. It's just like, it's so unreal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about, how could anybody be negative about MXPX?
I know, right? I don't know. I think it's just like, when I just like, you know, I used to like, I actually just did a tweet about it recently. It's like the most into that topic I did, where I like wrote a fake dictionary entry. I called it XPX, and it's like a person who says they used to be an MXPX fan, but no longer are. And it's like, gosh. And then I wrote an example. That person, did you hear he's an XPX? Yeah, there must be something wrong with them. Cause they're like, so like, they're such a, yeah, it's like, they're so positive. It's like, either you know, you might not like the music or whatever, but I don't usually see a lot of people like seriously, like really negatively rag on MXPX. I mean, it happens once in a while. It's right. like they might just be like the target of for that day or whatever, and maybe they just never liked the music or what they considered the band to stand for. Like, I mean, especially like back in the day or whatever, and maybe they still have that point of view on the band. But we talked about this on Instagram, but like from starting this memes page, like I sort of have this self-imposed rule that like, I gotta kind of keep the memes relatively positive, you know, because that's what MXPX is. Like, they're positive, even, you know, they're not like, even sometimes they're not even overtly so, but it's like they don't tear anything down. Right. Like, so I was like, oh, I shouldn't do memes that tear things down. Like, I shouldn't do a meme that says this album sucks, but this album's great. Like Drake saying this album sucks and that album's great or something. But right. Then I realized that, and I was only kind of lightly into memes like anybody would be when I started this whole thing. But it's like I realized so many existing meme formats, like established ones that people use all the time, are about like either they're a flat out negative thing, like look at how this sucks, or it's saying this thing rules, but this thing sucks in comparison.
Right. We'll build this one up and put that one down.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I mean, it's definitely visible. Some of the stuff that I send to you is a little bit edgy.
Right.
A little bit pushy.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, I've changed as an MXPX fan. I changed from just being in awe and then, you know, working hand in hand and just being like seeing, you know, how hard everybody worked,
right,
and how dedicated they were and how much time they put in. But then I also, you know, I got picked on a little bit. I was the new guy,
even though
I was the old, well, almost the eldest, but yeah, I was like I was kind of an adopted little brother, but I was older. But there was a couple incidents where there were a lot of fun getting into some fights. It was pretty cool. So I still have a little bit of that within me.
But, yeah.
You know, I left Bremerton in 2009 and I came back here to Washington last year. Uh-huh. And Tumbledown came down to Scottsdale where I lived a few times, and it was great. But, you know, just drifted away, had a kid and all that stuff. Right. So I just met, you know, now he's almost six, so I can have some freedom to actually sit here in my closet and talk to somebody about something I love. But I am a little pushy on those guys sometimes.
Right. Yeah,
no, and I check myself. You actually helped me check myself. I was like, oh, shoot, that's not right.
Yeah.
I'm doing something here in front of everybody.
Exactly. I even had one that I couldn't remember, that one that I had about Freddy Krueger.
Yes.
That's all I'll say. But I had this one and it was like the most like perfect, like, what do you call it? Like two things coming together. Like I saw this meme about Freddy Krueger and I'm like, oh, I know how I can add that to MXPX, and I show it to you and you're like that's a bit much, and I'm like, yeah, you're right, it's a bit much. And it's not like sometimes I think people are gonna think like I'm a white knight for MXPX, right? Like I'm just like defending them or whatever, and like I don't need to do that, but really it's just like if I'm gonna have an account, like a fan account that has these like funny things that are meant to like make people laugh and like kind of like give them a little thing in their day, like I don't need to like I might have an MXPX song that I don't like or an album that I don't enjoy, you know, or whatever, but I'm not going to like go out of my way to make something that points that out and possibly, you know, kind of like annoy someone or piss someone off that loves that album or loves that song or whatever, you know, unless it's an obvious one, like Bad Hair Day is something like once the band themselves start making fun of that song, then I'm like, okay, I can use that for some memes. I can, you know, make that the punchline of a few things. And yeah. I also have, also because of like things like Mike's podcast and stuff where maybe, you know, they can talk about things that maybe MXPX as a brand might not have said or talked about back in the day. Like Mike's podcast is also sort of like my barometer for like what's appropriate or not. Like I can put, I can put a swear in a meme
right
in 2018 for MXPX because, you know, like they're not as concerned with swears anymore. Like, when I see the official Twitter have like a swear or something, I'm like, okay, I can do that now.
Oh man, that brings a good story. Have you seen my video of the Animal House party?
The music video.
Well,
talking about the one that's on the? Well, you mean I immediately thought of the music video that's on the Animal House DVD. Is that what you're talking about, or is there a different thing as well?
No, on my YouTube page, I think maybe my first video is the actual live recording of them on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
And man, we were, there was an elephant Yuri got yelled at because he was going to give this elephant a water bottle. And the guy's like, hey, hey. Oh. And I was like, oh, man, this is serious. But we were in this little, I'm not going to talk about me and the band anymore, but we were in this little, their little trailer. Like, it was pretty cool. It was kind of a big production, but it was really surreal. Like, this is not real. And, but Yuri was saying some stuff, I think, specifically, because I hadn't spent much time with him, but I think Yuri was saying some specific stuff to see how I would react, because they never sat there and like asked me about myself, like, hey, where's this, where are you from, what's your past, you know, but they knew I know their past.
Okay.
But I think Yuri was going overboard on purpose just to see how I would react, and I was blown away. He was saying some stuff, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. He's going crazy. I love it.
That's hilarious.
It was cute. But you got to see the video. It was really cool.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check that out. And I'm show notes from today. Like, I got
mine right in front of me. I'm sure we'll be able to keep in touch, and then we'll just keep on throwing things back and forth. What's your favorite MXPX memory?
Oh, I've used to go to a lot of shows. I didn't have an answer ready for this one. You know, from your podcast with David from Heart Like War, I was like, oh, I think I know the question, so I'll be ready. I'll be ready for the song one. And now, what's my favorite MXPX memory?
I don't want you to be too ready, though. It's more fun.
Yeah, like yeah. I've met Mike. This isn't my favorite, but I'm just gonna start off try to get the like gears going with this. Like I talked to Mike once ever. Right, it was in 2006. I had just gone to college. I went to college. If anyone's doing the math, based off the fact that you know I got into MXPX right before Life in General, like I went to college late. Like I took 3 years off, but I went to college in Orlando, and MXPX and Reliant K were playing at the Hard Rock, like just a couple months after I started. And it's like, oh, I got to go to this because I have all these memories of like going to shows in the Boston area, like, you know, all kinds of bands like Big D and the Kids Table and lots of different local bands. And I definitely saw MXPX like a number of times. And when I got to Florida, I'm like, okay, I got none of my friends. I don't know any of the local bands around here. I don't know any of the things. So I'm definitely going to this MXPX show. And then I just kind of like, after that, I was just walking around City Walk, Universal City Walk, where that show took place at Universal Studios at the Hard Rock there. And I see Mike and like a group of like four or five other people. And I'm like, oh, man, I could just leave him alone, or I could just go up and say, hey, man, I love your music. And that's all I did. Like very nondescript sort of comment that he gets probably 100 times a day. Like, I love you. I love your music forever. And that's it. And then he's like, oh, thanks. And I'm like, yeah. And then he went off and did whatever he did. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to follow him. Definitely not going to cross that line.
Nerd.
Yeah. But yeah.
I've like been there before as well.
Yeah.
Been there before.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, actually both. Nerd to Mike and what's it called? Over there in Orlando at the Hard Rock. I saw them with Good Charlotte and the Ultimate Fake Book. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And also, where was that other place? Man, it's outside, I believe. Gosh, I can't remember it. But I went to both of the shows there. There was two of them in Florida.
Okay.
And man, that Hard Rock is awesome right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a couple things there when I was in college. And then I moved back after college, like I talked about before. So, like, you know, eventually.
Yeah, how much time did you spend in Florida?
Well, I was there for college for 3 years, like 2.5 years. And then that's where I met my wife. And then we moved to New York together, and I worked in movie production. Like, we went to film school. That's how we met. Like, you know, then that's how I sort of have my job now. This is the job I have now, is sort of like the 9-to-5 version of what I want to do, you know, which is why I don't mind it so much. 'Cause I could just be working for like, I don't know, like a water filtration company or something, but I don't do that. Like, at least I'm working in a movie adjacent company, field or whatever. but we met in film school. So then we moved, that's when we moved to New York together to like do movie productions and stuff. And then we got engaged there, and then we moved to New Jersey, and then we moved back to Florida for a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause we still had her parents had bought a townhouse there for her to have during college, and they bought it as an investment in 2005, right before the bubble burst, and they suddenly couldn't sell it anymore. Yeah. And they still own it, and now they have it as a rental in the area as the economy slowly rebounds over 10 years.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's crazy.
I know.
Well, there's a bit of a MXPX connection from Florida, Gasoline Heart, Squad 5-0, good friends of the band, really, really good people. But Mike has been on Gasoline Hearts. I think I told you that, a couple of songs. And Lewis from Gasoline Heart's been on a couple songs, at least, I think, on Panic. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember. But pretty cool bands in Florida, but I don't know about Florida.
Yeah. I just realized, you asked my favorite MXPX memory, and I'm thinking back to, like, Boston or Florida. And obviously, my favorite MXPX memory, I don't know why. It was maybe because it's too soon. I didn't think of it. But my favorite MXPX memory is I went to the second night of Left Coast Live at the Observatory.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like,
yeah, I was there. And that's sort of where this thing that I'm doing now sort of kicked off, because I was a huge MXPX fan from, you know, middle school through college. Like, when I moved to college, I went to that MXPX show in Florida, and then I just sort of fell back. Like, I didn't make a lot of time for like following up on bands or listening to new music or whatever. I just had my iPod at the time, and I'm like, I'll just listen to stuff I already know while I work on these other things I want to do for like film school and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And then in 2014, I moved to LA, and I realized, and I've seen, you know, I go to a couple other shows, like one or two a year in the meantime when I was married or whatever. And it's like, you know, I just never picked back up on that same sort of passion for going to live music and really like learning who are the new bands and stuff.
Right.
And seeing Left Coast Live, and originally I went to it because it's like, oh, Fiber and Fringe is gonna be there, Slick Shoes is gonna be there, like I gotta go to this because I love, you know, all those bands. Like, in my heart, looking at it, like, I might not have gone to the MXPX show if it was just MXPX. Like, that's that's kind of where I was. I didn't even know it was a live album recording show. It was just a show, and I'm like, maybe I'll go there, maybe I won't, but it's like, oh, all three bands, I gotta go. And it was amazing. It was just so amazing. I didn't know how great they are or great they were in 2014, how they kind of like really are exactly the same level that I imagine them at when I think back to, like, you know, the 90s and the early 2000s. They're still exactly there, if not a little above that energy wise. So it just kind of like reopened my mind and kind of broke everything back open. And, you know, now I'm back to this same thing of like, you know, I go to more shows here in Los Angeles, and I've seen MXPX every time that they've been here, except I could only go to one of the three Troubadour shows. And I had no idea that they were doing like a chronological like journey through their whole career, and that the third night was only going to be the last couple albums. And like, oh man, all the songs I missed, but I couldn't get to that's not my fault. I couldn't get to those first two shows. But anyway, that's where like, that's my favorite MXPX memory, because that like kind of reinvigorated this idea for me of not just MXPX and like them being my favorite band, but like loving all kinds of other music and really getting back into it. And then the memes thing was just an extension of that, because for a while I was thinking like, I want to do something creative online. I see people who have meme accounts for specific things, and I'm like, I want to do something like that. What band am I going to pick? And there's like maybe two other bands I could have picked. But I just went with MXPX for a number of reasons, because I was like, I was so on fire for them at that time. And I realized that they're the perfect band for memeing. I tweeted this to Mike once, but like Mike's lyrics specifically have so many like tangible concepts, but he also merges those exactly like Invitation to Understanding. Like, he sings about things that you can physically imagine in your head when he's singing about them. But like, also there's like a slight ethereal concept to them. So it mixes with other things. Like, I tried doing some Slick Shoes memes for when they played with Slick Shoes recently, like last year. And like, I was like, oh man, Slick Shoes songs are much more sort of ethereal concepts. Like, they're much more about like forgiveness and redemption and like stuff like that. It's like, I can't like connect this to, to like a, you know, like a no gusta face or something like that. Like I can't quite like figure out like how does this connect to the Krusty Krab? Like I can't exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why MXPX is such a great band for me to have done this with, and why that show specifically, that second night, and I wish I'd gone to both nights, but that second night of Left Coast Live are definitely my favorite. It's definitely my favorite memory.
You know what I've been thinking since we started talking, and with the film school and all that stuff. Mm. I gotta say, you know, you're kind of missing out on some stuff. You already are doing your memes, and you do that on your own. And I think that a lot of I don't know how to say it. I think that people with talent. I think that you have talent. I think that you should go the next step, like that aha video.
Uh-huh.
I think you should get some original content of your own of MXPX and make a short documentary or something. I really do.
Yeah.
I think that you could do it, and the way that you speak as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, very intelligent as well. And you're welcome. I think you'd have some really good. I think you could put something good out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I think you'd like it. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, just as much as I know, you just shoot a lot of stuff and then you put it in that editor and kind of put it in order. And that's just how it works. And it comes out like gold most of the time if you're a good editor. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think that's what you I think. You need some homework. I think that's what you need to do.
Yeah. There's definitely, it's not a documentary, but there is something I've been thinking about, and maybe I just need to, maybe you're just pushing me to do that, to take that next step and do that thing. It's something similar. Yeah. I can tell you about it off the podcast. I don't want anyone to steal my idea.
Right. That's a tough thing in this day and age. You got to be quick.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
I love it. I love it. I think that's your next step. And that's what I did. I kind of just forced my way into doing the fan club and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, the fan club sucks, you guys, please. And they're like, okay, here's a whole bunch of stuff. Take care of it. I'm like, okay. Right.
Yeah. I kind of never thought about the fan club, that I never knew it existed. Like even at my height of MXPX fandom in high school and middle school, I never knew that a fan club existed, and I only signed up for it after, you know, this last couple of years. So I was like, oh, so much stuff I missed out on, but whatever. Can't go back.
It's kind of what I'm doing here with the podcast. I felt so strongly about the fan club. I like the band a lot, but equally amazing, 95% of their fans, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Like really cool, different, like such a wide variety of people. Like it's so weird, but they are not your average people. It has hit their heart. You know, the music has hit their heart, and they have allowed other people to see that. You know, it's not buttoned up like, oh, I'm too cool. I can't let anybody know that I really love this fucking band. Right. You know, top five things in my life, MXPX is one of them.
Yeah.
So, sure. But it's so cool.
That's part of that's another. Oh, sorry. I was going to say that's another thing I like doing this MXPX memes for, because I think there are so many fans that love the band. But like compared to some other bands who have like tons of fan accounts and like really active Reddits, or like you check YouTube for the band's name and you find like all these covers and like people's projects for that band. Like MXPX has stuff like that, but it doesn't have nearly the level or the amount of that I think should exist. So it's like, this is sort of my way of like adding to, it's almost like a digital foot, like a fan digital footprint. Like MXPX has a definite fan digital presence with their own official stuff, but it's like, there should be more fan stuff out there and more more open like discussion that everyone can see, and more like, you know, there's tons of cover videos, but there should be more like, you know, people doing like weird covers and like people doing all kinds of stuff with the band. And there's some of it, but there should be way more. So that's kind of like what I'm hoping, maybe, you know, I haven't said it specifically, but that's what maybe I'm hoping people would also kind of like take the lead on from, you know, seeing my page.
Right. So that's something that you and I are both doing right now. We're re-solidifying the groundwork, you know, for that fan expression. And when this album comes out, I mean, every time the album comes out, I'm always like, I hope they're playing arenas in the yeah. next year. You know what I mean? And yeah. and we might be that, and we might be able to be the basis for that fandom to start up again. So we'll right. see.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut it there, Daniel, because if you let it go too long, then it'll start going to shit.
Right.
This was amazing. Honestly, no problem. I knew David, you know, I've met David quite a few times from the first podcast and everything. And I was yeah. a little bit nervous about talking to somebody new, yeah. but, and man, great, great second choice. Great choice to have you on the podcast.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be talking to you soon. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Right, have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye.
Wow. I'm so impressed with that podcast. Our talk went well. Daniel's extremely intelligent and well-spoken. I'm loving the podcast. I get nervous before, and once I start speaking with the guest, it's just so, so great. Thanks again, Daniel. Everything was amazing. And your choice of Invitation to Understanding, nobody can argue about that. That's a great song. All right? Thank you for being part of my podcast, Daniel. All right. Enjoy, everybody.